Blog Talk Radio.
God, everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries, INC. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, and Thankful Thursday. Amen. So we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own associate pastor, Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry, is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bring a mighty word. Amen. And you can call in your prayer request at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Praise God. And our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Praise be to God, by Francesca.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come play. Be overcome.
bless your name. I worship you, Lord. I come before your throne with thanks and praise.
I have said the Lord always before me.
I bless your name. Lord, I worship you. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, I live for you. Forever I am yours, Lord. Your name.
Come on, let's take it higher.
I'll live for you.
I'll live for you.
I'll die in you.
For I have said the Lord always before me. Because you're on my right hand, I shall not be moved.
I bless your name.
Praise God, God of our salvation. Deliver us from the guilt in our life, for you are God, our Savior. We give you praise and admiration because of your powerful hand and your heart to forgive us of our sins. Your righteousness has been transferred to us through the death, burial, and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, and his sacrifice for our sins on the cross. You have imputed his righteousness to us through your salvation. We honor you and lift you up, for you have surely delivered us from all our enemies. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, and Thankful Thursday. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. Praise be to God. And again, at 7 p.m., our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministries down in Arizona is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bless us mightily. And again, our call-in number is 319-527-6204. To God be the glory.
Played it a million times, but still it escapes my mind. The grace you've shown towards me, I just can't believe how you never turned away when I pushed you far away. You're the light that breathes through me. Now I've been set free. To follow me, I still can't believe how you never let me go, how you never lost your hope. You keep proving your love to me. We'll
Salvation. We come before you with our head bowed low and our hearts saddened by the sins we have committed against you. They are many, and you know each one. You even know the ones that are unknown to us. We confess to you that our heart is sometimes hardened, sometimes faithless, often questioning you. We confess a lack of love, pure love, toward those who oppose us, irritates us, or don't show us kindness. Confess, we have turned away from many in need, even though you have blessed us so that we might be a blessing to others. Selfishness is alive in us, and we ask for your forgiveness for that and for all our sins. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise God again. You are listening. I am your host, Evangelist Hilda, and you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer and Thankful Thursday. I'm quite sure there's someone out there who has something that they want to thank God for. So if it's on your heart to call in for a prayer request, we are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection.
Father, we ask you now, as we lift your name, that you'll dwell among us and be our God. And we are your people. Let's bring your life together.
No matter what.
No matter what.
Come on, the problem.
The problem may be.
He's in control.
He's in control and he knows
yes,
everything.
I have the victory.
Come. I have the victory, for he is my king.
In him I live, I move.
In him and I live, move, and have my being.
Say it again. No matter what.
No matter what. The problem may be.
He's in control.
He's in control and he knows everything.
How many know that you got the victory?
I have the victory, for he is my king.
In him I live, I move,
and
I
have my being.
Say like the best of people.
He's in control and he knows everything.
I have the victory,
for he is my king.
In him I live.
In him I live, move, and have my being.
Say it again. No matter what.
No matter what. The problem may
be. Come on, clap your hands like this and sing it with us.
He's in control and he knows everything.
I have the victory,
for he is my king.
In him I live.
In him I live.
If you believe that,
my
sing this with us. Let the people. Come on, lift him.
Oh, lift him up, rejoice.
And shout out to him.
And shout out to
the Lord, you call him.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise be to God. It is now time for our daily bread and scriptural reading for this evening. Amen. Which is entitled, Listening Matters. Amen. And our scripture reading is coming from Psalms chapter 85, verses 1 through 13. Amen. And it says, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation, and it says, Lord, you pour out blessings on your land. You restore the fortunes of Israel. You forgave the guilt of your people. Yes, you covered all their sins. You held back your fury. You kept back your blazing anger. Now, restore us again, O God of our salvation. Put aside your anger against us once more. Will you be angry with us always? Will you prolong your wrath to all generations? Won't you revive us again so your people can rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. I listen carefully to what God, the Lord, is saying. Peace to his faithful people, but let them not return to their foolish ways. Surely his salvation is near to those who fear him. So our land will be filled with his glory. Unfailing love and truth have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed. Truth springs up from the earth, and righteousness smiles down from heaven. Yes, the Lord pours down his blessings. Our land will yield its bountiful harvest. Righteousness goes as a herd before him, preparing the way for his steps. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. Praise be to God. So these scriptures is talking about the writer was asking God to revive his people, to bringing them back to spiritual life. God is capable of reviving both churches and individuals, and he can pour out his love on us, renewing our love for him. If you need revival in your church, family, or personal spiritual life, ask God to give you a fresh touch of his love. As the psalmist cries out for God's intervention, he can also almost see, taste, and hear God's response. These five verses describes what God can do for those who welcome his heritage. Righteousness. This psalm illustrates that the greater the presence of righteousness, obedience to God, in other words, the clearer the examples of God's blessings. This principle works equally in the life of a nation or an individual. The more we first seek God's righteousness and his kingdom, as Jesus pointed out, the more we will see everything else taken care of by God. Amen. Praise be to God for the reading of his mighty word. The text for this message is coming from Psalms 85 and 8, and it says, I will listen to what God, the Lord, says. Amen. The writer says, come at once. We have struck a berg. Those were the first words Harold Cotton, the wireless operator on the RMS Carpathia, received from the sinking RSV Titanic at 12:25 a.m. on April 15, 1912. The Captia would be the first ship, or the Captia would be the first ship the disaster scene, saving 706 lives. In the U.S. Senate hearings days later, the Captia captain, Arthur Rostrum, testified, the whole thing was absolutely providential. The wireless operator was in his cabin at the time, not an official business at all, but just simply listening as he was undressing. In 10 minutes, maybe he would have been in bed and we would not have heard the message. Listening matters, especially listening to God. The writers of Psalm 85, the sons of Korah, urge attentive obedience when they wrote, I will listen to what God, the Lord, says. He promises peace to his people, his faithful servants, but let them not turn to folly. Surely, his salvation is near those who fear him. Their admonition is especially potent because their ancestor Korah had rebelled against God and had perished in the wilderness in Numbers 16:1-35. The night the Titanic sank, another ship was much closer, but its wireless operator had gone to bed. Had he heard the distress signal, perhaps more lives would have been saved. When we listen to God by obeying his teachings, he'll help us navigate even life's most troubled waters. Amen. Praise be to God. Question. In what ways will you stay attentive to God and the scriptures today? And how can doing so help you to help others? Think about those two questions. Amen. Let us pray. Father, help us to stay close to you in our thoughts, words, and actions. Please use us as your servants to bring your hope to others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And that concludes our daily bread and scriptural reading for this evening. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James 5 and 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And at 7 p.m., our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless us mightily with a mighty word from God. Amen. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord this evening. In the meantime, I will play another selection by Israel and the New Breed, Jesus at the Center of It All. Amen.
We worship you this morning, Lord. We declare together that it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus, at the center of it all. Sing it. Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do. Jesus, you're the be the center, say, Jesus, be the center of my life. Jesus, be the center of my life. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you. Church, Jesus.
church. And every knee will bow, and every tongue shall confess you, Jesus.
God of our salvation, thank you for your greatest gift, which is salvation. Thank you for offering us forgiveness time and time again, for showing us how to live with grace and mercy. You have every right to judge us, punish us, and neglect to use us to advance your kingdom. And yet, you continually seek a relationship with us in so many ways. You desire our worship, and yet we can worship only because you have brought us salvation. You have done so much for us, and our heart overflows with gratitude and humility before you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Again, at this time, I will play another selection.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. You're listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer and Thankful Thursday. We're waiting on our speaker for this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry. While we're waiting, I will play another selection.
Through you, I can do anything. I can do all things, 'cause it's you who gives me strength. Nothing is impossible. Through you, blind eyes are open. Strongholds are broken. I am living by faith. Nothing is impossible.
From Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So we're going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening?
God bless you, dear heart. Doing awesome. Thank you.
Praise God. It's in your hands.
Amen. Whew. I tell you, burning. She said,
Yeah.
Don't make me laugh. She said, Like, go ahead and breathe. Your mouth will be fine. Bless the Lord, my soul,
like
and all that
heart
is within me. Oh, well, bless God. Your heart goes out. Thank you. I don't know. I looked it up again because I done been to every doctor and everything. And the thing keeps saying, you know, it could be from hot weather or severely cold weather or pollen in the air, you know. I said, oh, God, okay. But anyway, we had an awesome word today. I thank God for what he's given me and for what he's doing in spite of everything that's going on around us. I am just so glad God is still in control. And
yes,
we bless God for that.
Amen.
Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you, oh God. Thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do. We bless your holy name. We lift you up high above the earth, oh God. You said if I be lifted up, I draw all men unto me. Draw men, oh God. Draw them in. Use this word to draw in those that are under the sound of my voice that do not have a relationship with you. We give honor. We give glory to your name. We say thank you. Have your way with this word right now. We ask all of these blessings in the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Thank you, God. The title of this message is Vacant Homes. Vacant Homes. Thank you, God. I got to give honor where honor is due. Thank you, Holy Ghost. He said, oh, she running again. She running again, y'all. Got to give honor where honor is due. We thank God for the visionary of the line, Pastor R.D. Wiggins. We thank God for his lovely bride, Lady Nadine. We thank God for the assistant pastor, Evangelist Hilda, and all that she does. God bless this awesome woman of God. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you do to make sure that people can hear what thus says the Lord. We bless God for her. We thank God for our very own Apostle Mother Wiggins. Thank God for this woman of God just chucking along, hanging in there with Jesus. So we thank God for her. We continue to pray her strength in the Lord. We thank God for our very own Sister Barbara. We thank God for Apostle Jackson out there in whatever part of the vineyard she's in. We thank God for Dr. Verlene Turner, Washington, the love of my life, Pastor Stephen DeVoe. And thank God for all of you. Thank God for all of you joining in today. We truly have. I'm telling you, when I say it's good. That today, I tell you, wait, I try to get this water in my mouth because she's trying to act up today. I don't know why.
Yes, I do. Yes, you do.
But we got this word today, and I am not ashamed of the gospel. I did give y'all the title, right? Thank God.
Yes.
The title is Vacant Homes. And right now, let me go ahead and get into this word. You know what? I was saying thank you, and I was blessing God for everybody. And then I thought about, hey, somebody told me to invite them on, and I didn't even invite them on. So I had to kind of stumble for a few minutes to try to get them on. Oh, Jesus. Bless God for all of you that are under the sound of my voice. My prayer is that you will receive what thus says the Lord, and God is going to encourage your hearts today. He is going to lift up your spirits and bless you all along the way. Here we go. We are coming from, we're coming from Luke chapter 11, verses 24 through 26. And then we're going to be coming from 1 Peter 5 and 8, 5 verse 8, 1 Peter. Thank you, God.
Amen.
Here we go. God bless you to all of our listeners, whether you're on the internet, the radio, the telephone. Just pray that God will bless you on today. Amen. Luke chapter 11, verses 24 through 26 says, when an unclean spirit comes out of a man, it passes through arid places seeking rest and does not find it. Then it says, I will return to my house, the house that I left. On its return, it finds a house swept clean and put in order. Then it goes and brings seven other spirits more wicked than itself, and they go in and dwell there, and the final plight of that man is worse than the first. 1 Peter 5 and 8 says, be sober-minded and alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. Amen. May the Lord continue to add a blessing to the reading and always the doing of his word. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. The title of this message is Vacant Home. I love how God does things. I'm trying to tell you. I have been seeing this scripture. I tell you, every time I see a scripture, and I say, oh, that's a familiar passage, and he come a different way, I go, whoa, okay then. Vacant homes, look what happened in Luke, right? He says, how many people do you know see vacant homes, and they want to stop and they want to run it? Ain't got no money to buy it, but they still want to go in and take a look. You know, and they say, we have an open house. Come on in, because the house is vacant. Come on in. And you know they done dolled it up and everything. And so you pull over and say, let me go look at it so I can fantasize. Maybe one day I'll be able to get me out. And you go and you look in and you see the house and you know the house. They cleaned it up. They put furniture in there. They did all of this.
Yes.
Because they're trying to, oh, my goodness, glory to God. They're trying to sell it. They're trying to sell it. Y'all got to hear me in the spirit. They cleaned up, did all of that, you know, and some of them have cookies for you, you know, because they're trying to sell the house, right? And so now here's what God is saying. He said, oh, God, I love you. But when you go in there, you know you ain't got no money. Now, I don't know how they can tell, but the realtor is looking at you when you pull up, looking at your vehicle, and when you get out of the car, they know what, how much time they need to spend trying to convince you to buy that house. And then by the time you get to the door, they say, okay, well, you know, we got several people come on through, but you can walk on through. And you say, okay, I'll walk on through. And you walk on through, and the next person comes, and they take their time. They say, I'm Sally so-and-so, and your name is, and they say their name. And you say, come on. Come on, let me take you through the house, show you around. And you upstairs in the bedroom going, they getting ready to get him a tour? How come I didn't get a tour? Because you didn't look like you was worth their time. They figured you to be somebody without money, right? And that's where everybody goes wrong. They're making in their mind, they're saying, this person is worthy, this person isn't worthy, this person is saved, this person is not saved. Who told you to be the judge and the jury? No one.
Amen.
God didn't tell you to do that.
That's right.
Right? But you sizing people up based on how they look. And we know that, look at Walmart man, whatever his name was. Walmart man was driving around an old beat up car looking like he needs somebody to feed him. But he was absolutely rich, and there's other people out there like that. They are rich. They just don't look like it, right? Because they ain't trying to draw no attention to themselves. So now here's all the vacant homes on this block, and you riding around looking in. But here's the thing. If you filthy, dirty, and you go into a clean house, it makes you feel even more dirtier because you're thinking, oh, man, Because you see they got the little mats out. Step on this, because they don't want you to dirty the carpet or nothing. Mm. Okay, let's talk about the vacant home, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
So the houses are vacant. They're all clean and everything. You know, when you get up and clean the house and everything, you know what? It seems like that's when everybody wants. Well, let me put it this way. It's not when I clean the house. It's when I clean the bathroom. It seems like everybody and their mother want to come to your house and use that bathroom. And you're like, okay, when the bathroom wasn't clean, their soul pressed that buzzer. So this is what God is telling us today. The house is vacant because don't nobody want to go in no dirty house. Well, let me take that back. Some people do. They don't care. But most people do not want to go into a dirty house. But now that the house is all clean, and I love how he did this. Now that the house is all clean, somebody wants to come and knock it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they see that it's all clean, they don't call it. Oh, you need to come on over. But see, we're not paying attention in the spirit realm, and that's why we're getting all beat up. Because the house that God is talking about is the house that you live in, right? That you live in. And they're going, okay, that's what I thought he was talking about. No, your body is the house.
That's right.
Your body is the house. He's not talking about a physical building. He's talking about your body. You know how I know? Look what he says in the next line. It says, the unclean spirit comes out of a man. See, there it is. Right there. The unclean spirit comes out of a man. He didn't say the unclean spirit comes out of a home or a building. It comes out of a man.
Amen.
So the unclean spirit comes out of the man and passes through in arid places, right? Or it's looking for dry, woo, my goodness, glory to God, y'all need to go back there and read that over. It's looking for dry places. Right? You know why it's looking for dry places? Because it wants to get some rest. I said, oh, my goodness, God, I love you. So why does the unclean rest when it just came out of you? You know why? Because it's been fighting. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
It's been putting its dukes up. So when an unclean spirit comes out of you and is looking for a dry place, that means that there is water living on the inside of you. And I know that our bodies are made of so much water. That's not what God is talking about. He's talking about the Spirit of God because he's fire, oil and water. And so when the unclean spirit comes out and he's looking for a dry place, he's looking for a place that don't got the Spirit of God dwelling there.
Come on now. Damn.
And so when he comes out, he's going, okay, let us fly. Us a desert or a dry place. Why? Because where there's water, he can't survive. Why? Because that's the Spirit of God. You see, he had to come out in the first place. Ooh, my goodness, that ought to help somebody. Because what's happening is when you got the unclean spirit in there and you got fire, water, and oil in there, they can't survive in the water. So they come on out looking for dry places. No, we got to find a place that doesn't have that water because we tired of fighting because they put up a fight. When I tell you, when an unclean spirit comes up on somebody, they putting up a fight because why? The Spirit of God is already dwelling there, and some people and some people not. He's there. And
that's
if he's
right.
there in this instance, he's there. And that's why they got to come out. So they come out and they're looking for dry places and they can't find no dry. We need to find a place where God is not dwelling. Well, where would that be? Come on now. Because he's everywhere. But he may not be in some homes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Even though he's everywhere, he may not be in some homes. Why? Because they haven't invited him in.
Right.
Yeah, so you got a lot of vacant homes. Yeah. Now remember, we're talking about the bodies of people. Dwelling places for God, dwelling places for those unclean spirits. And so even though the unclean spirit has come out and he's wandering, look what it says in 1 Peter. Be sober-minded. Why?
Yes.
You've got to stay alert because the adversary is looking for
That's
whom
right.
he can devour. So what happens is the unclean spirit, he can't find no comfortable place. So what does he do? He said, you know what? Let's go back to our house. Huh? Let's go back to our house. They may have let their guard down.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. And so when he gets back there, he goes, ooh, okay. They done cleaned up the house, but ain't nobody in here. So what he's saying is, even though you have turned away from those ways, even though you are no longer doing the things you used to do, even though you've cleaned your life up, you have, my goodness, glory to God, you have not invited God in, and so it's a vacant home, a place for them to come and rest. I said, oh, my goodness, glory to God. And so, you know how many people clean themselves up? I'm going to be sober. I'm not going to cheat on my spouse. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do this. I don't want to do those things anymore. And that's a wonderful thing. But you still got to invite God in.
That's right.
By you not inviting God in, even though you've cleaned up your house, it's still vacant. Mm-hmm. And so the unclean spirit comes back and goes, oh, ain't nobody in there. Billy! Billy, you involved, y'all? Come on. Ain't nobody in there.
All right.
And he comes back with seven other spirits, and they coming in. They your house up.
Mm-hmm.
You done cleaned yourself up and did all that, but now you got seven unclean spirits that come into a clean house, and they tear your house. Because even though you released all those things out of your life, even though you gave up all those things you used to do, you never took the time to occupy it. You didn't invite the Holy Spirit in because you never invited God in. The three are one. You invite me, you invite my Father and my Son. Or you invite me, you invite and my spirit. So the three are one, but you didn't invite nobody in. Because you thought you was good. Mm-hmm. And I was looking at this message and I said, wow, God, I know quite a few people that have clean homes, but they're vacant. Because they think their lifestyle is okay now. I don't do what I used to do. I don't do anything wrong. I don't go here. I don't go there. I don't do any of those things. But it doesn't mean that your house cannot be torn apart, because when them seven spirits get there and they see that there's no occupancy, guess what they gonna do? Huh?
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, no, you may not be doing what you used to do, but guess what? You're doing something worse, because that's what the Word of God says. It says that the seven spirits come into this house, and they make it, they put it in worse condition than it was in before they got there.
All right.
So, yeah, you're looking at everybody going, I don't do that anymore. I don't do that. Yeah, but now you do this, 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 and this. Huh? Come on now. And I love it because in 1 Peter, when he says, be of sober mind, because the adversary is roaming around seeking someone to devour, right? He's not telling you, you know, just be on alert because he's coming. What, you know what he's saying? He's coming now. Mm-hmm. He ain't never stopped. He has never stopped trying to devour someone, trying to find a spot where he can take up residency. Mm. He's never stopped. Y'all thinking about the pandemic and all these other things going on in the world? I see they sending soldiers over to Afghanistan. All this stuff going on, y'all worried about that? Y'all should be worried about the bigger enemy. Yeah. Because see, what he wants us to do, he wants us to get so occupied in our minds with what's going on in the world that we forget that he's in the world too.
That's right. Amen. This is his domain.
Right? And he's looking at your house and he's going, I see they cleaned up. They ain't got nobody in there. I guess we can go on back home. You see what he said? They went back home. Yep. You clean up your lifestyle. You turn away from this. You turn away from that. And what? Satan goes away for a few minutes and come back and takes up residency all over again. Why? Because you did all that and you still didn't accept Christ in your life.
That's right.
So you still don't have any protection.
None.
I thank God because he's saying, I've got to educate my people because they got their sights on the wrong things. They're worried about the wrong things. They're thinking about the wrong things. They're focused. Their sight is out of focus. They don't realize Satan has never changed. He's still up to his old trick. That's why the Word of God calls him a trickster, because that's what he's trying to do. Trick you into thinking you're okay because you don't do this and you don't do that and you don't do this. But you don't need God. I don't have to go to church. I don't have to give my life to Christ. I'm not living like no sinner. And because you're thinking like that, he's coming in there tearing you apart. You know how many people I listened to that said they don't believe in Satan? I said, what? Okay, come again. They don't believe in Satan. I said, do you believe in God? Yeah, but I don't believe there's a devil. I said, you believe in God, but you don't believe in Satan. No, there's no devil. But you believe in God. Yeah, I believe. I said, well, God is a spirit just like the devil is. Yeah, but there's no devil. Okay. And then I had to change the conversation because I'm saying to myself, if they keep saying it and they're throwing it into the atmosphere, Satan is saying, listen to them. They don't even think we exist. How good is that? Because if you don't believe that Satan exists, that's a playground for him.
Come on now.
Because why? You'll be thinking whatever you do was in your mind to do. You will never say Satan made you do it. You won't know what came over you because why? You don't believe he exists.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And so if you don't believe he exists, when he come up behind you and start tearing your tail up, you won't credit it to him because he doesn't exist. How do you believe in God and not believe in the devil? So you're saying all this good and evil, it's just God. It's just God. That's all of it. Come on now. The very God that you believe in is the very God that said he had to throw him out because he was trying to be God. The reason why God is sending this message is because there are so many vacant homes out there. So drive up and down your block, go down the next block, and see if you don't see a whole bunch of vacant homes. And then come back and say, but that's not the home God is talking about. He's talking about men. He's talking about women. Come on now. That's the house he's talking about.
Yes.
The house that either has the Holy Spirit living within, dwelling within. And so, you know, when that spirit comes back, he can't take a residency because he's like, oh, nah, the water's still in there.
That's right.
So you got to go to a dry place.
Flowing.
Somebody that's not listening to the Word of God. Somebody that has not embraced the Word of God. Someone that has not accepted God. That's where he's going. He's going to the dry places.
Yes.
Why? Because it says that's where he can find rest.
All right.
He got to put up no fight when he get to a dry place. Ain't no water in there. Look what God said to Ezekiel. He said, can these dry bones live? Guess why? There was no life in them.
That's right.
God was not within them anymore. They was all dried up, and that's where Satan is trying to get to. He's looking for those dry places. What'd she say? She don't believe in church. She don't believe it. Oh, come on, y'all. We got some place to stay tonight.
Yes.
We might can stay for a long time if we play our cards right.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what Satan is doing? He's making a mockery, not out of God. He's making a mockery out of us. With the stupid things that we say, he's using the very words that come out of our mouths to use them against us.
Amen.
And so God is trying to let you know, yeah, you've cleaned up your house. You've gotten rid of a lot of things out of your life, but you still have not accepted your protection. His name is Abba Father, your protector.
Yes.
But if he cannot protect you if you don't let him in. And a lot of people are not letting him in because they think they're okay. They're living right. They're good people. Wow. Lies you tell. Even the most righteous person is still like a filthy rag. That's what the word says. Look it up. And God says, if you don't let me in, huh? If you don't stand for something, you're going to fall for everything. Because Satan getting ready to come in and tear your house apart.
Oh, yeah. If you let him.
Why do you have to be sober-minded? You got to be alert, right? Stop worrying about all the things you cannot handle because that's God's thing. He can handle whatever it is you're looking at that you can't handle. And the thing that you can handle, which is only you can make a choice whether or not you want God in your life. That's what you can handle. That's the only thing you need to be worried about. Everything else, God's got you. But you got to make a decision. Is it going to be God? Or is it going to be Satan? Because guess what? Satan does exist, and it's going to be one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
You either going to go right or you're going to go left. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go right, you got something waiting for you. When you go left, you got something else waiting for you. Either way, you got something waiting for you. Come on. My goodness, glory to God. And God is saying, when he says be alert, he's talking about right now. The devil ain't sleeping. He ain't got no COVID-19. The devil's still prowling around seeing whom he can destroy.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because there's a whole lot of vacant homes out there. Amen?
Amen.
God bless you guys.
Praise be to God. We want to thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful word this evening. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. The devil is a liar. We want to thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful word. I think that deserves a hand clap. Praise, honey. At this time, we like to ask our guests online to give a brief response on how they enjoyed the word this evening. And we're going to start with caller 678-316. Excuse me. God bless you, and how are you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word?
Hi, Miss Kathy.
Oh my God! Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my God!
Every morning, Preacher Man and I, we have a conversation on the way to work, and during those conversations, we talk about the things that are going on where we work, and we talk about and we pray about the things that we know some of our people can't see. And it was very disheartening this morning driving in, but I told him, I said, you know what? Because we are strong in our faith, we are saving our house, just like a woman who lives in a faithless house to save her house. I feel like there are a few lambs that are still believers and still trying to carry on the mission in this very speedy business that we're in, very fast, the big now. And I'm a small town girl from a very small area, but this area is getting big. And you have to take pause, and you have to realize that the world's going to keep on going, and there's empty. I'm sitting outside on my electrical box listening to all this, hoping that somebody else can hear it because it's amazing. And I'm looking at all these houses, and I already can tell you the houses that are dry. I can tell you which ones the devil has occupied.
Wow,
and it
God.
Makes me sick to my stomach that some of these occupants are my neighbors. And for my big company. And I pray for my small workers and my big workers. And I always pray for Miss Kathy. But and I pray that we'll come back. But anyway, I love tonight. I think it's a great show. I myself used to be a co-host on a Blog Talk radio show, and I love Blog Talk. I like the platform, and I'm really glad to hear y'all's ladies' voices. Thank you for letting me talk.
Amen.
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 For that young lady, she was, while I was there, she was one of my spiritual babies. And I will be praying for you at the end of this service, so you hold on. Because I know the fire that you're in. But, you know, the thing that kept coming to my mind while you were talking is don't grow weary in well-doing. And don't let them drag you to the other side. Okay? You just hold on. God is still in the midst. And you're right. It doesn't seem like it, but he's strategically placed little lambs all throughout that company. Trust me, you are not alone. Just like Elijah said, open up his eyes so he can see who's with us. Well,
all
that's
right.
How many are with you. Okay?
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
I am.
Okay, our next caller, God bless you, 678-480. How are you this evening, and do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word?
I am wonderful, and I hope everyone else is wonderful as well. And as always, my sister-in-law, Pastor Kat, is wonderful and does a great job. So glad I tuned in.
My goodness. Well, thank you for tuning in, Minister Johnson. We truly appreciate you being on today. That is the lovely Minister Johnson, you guys.
No.
Wow, bless God. Radio. Just when you think nobody's on, everybody starts giving a shout out.
Amen. Praise be to God. Amen.
Yes,
and I want to thank all of our, God bless you, caller 212-831. How are you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word this evening? Amen. Praise be to God. Also, I want to thank our caller 208-720 and caller 619-559, caller 404-597. We thank them for showing up in the spirit.
Minister Johnson, that was your son. I don't know if she heard me or she hung up, but that was Minister Johnson's son.
That, was it Donovan?
That was Donovan, yes, ma'am.
Oh, Lord. Well, thank God.
I told you. I got to keep praying for that boy because he show up. He just be showing up. So bless God for the young people having a desire to let God draw them in. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for him.
Amen.
Amen. That's what we need to get the young people back into the church or back into
absolutely.
to the ministry and stuff, you know, because we are losing so many of our young people to this world. You know, mm-hmm. like Satan is really, really fighting hard.
Yeah, but Satan is a liar. He's a liar. We are not losing that many young people because guess what? Somebody says, oh, Donovan ain't going to get online. If you count the time that he's been on the line in the 3 years that he knew about, that boy's been online quite a bit. And guess what? He is a mouthpiece. So I love it when he gets on the line. You got Deacon Stephen Buckin. When he gets on the line, he's a mouthpiece. We got a lot of young people that get on the line. They are mouthpieces because then they go back and they tell it to somebody and that person tells somebody else. So while Satan wants us to think our kids are lost, oh, he a liar. They just haven't come in yet. They're not lost because they're still repeating everything they hear. They just haven't come in.
Even the babies, the little
and
babies.
That's why I'm saying he tried to trip us up so that we be saying with our mouths like all hope is gone. No, all hope is not gone. Our young ones are coming in. Even the babies, you are so right. Because when I look at a 3-year-old or 4-year-old and they go, hallelujah, hallelujah. They don't really know what they're saying, but they say hallelujah. You know, what that thing is getting down in their spirit.
Yes.
You know, Cash was doing something, my little 5-year-old grandson. He was out here doing something all crazy. And then, you know, we all walking through the house. He said, oh, help me, Jesus. I said, what in the world? He got in the habit of saying, oh, help me, Jesus. Help me. I said, Lord, have mercy. And then one night, the three of us were sitting there getting ready to eat. And so Stephen prayed. And then Cass looked at us and said, I want to pray. We said, okay. And he surely did. Come on now. Our young people are hearing. Don't stop talking. Don't stop sharing the word of God with them. They hear you. And they're repeating it to somebody.
That's right.
So don't think your labor is in vain. It is not. Those babies hear you. And that's why I let Minister Johnson know, that was your son on the line. He said, Donovan, that's him. I told him he's been getting on lately. I got to call him because he's reaching out. But thank you, Evangelist, because I tried to give a quick word tonight because my mouth was killing me. And, you know, don't get me stirred up because I get to talk. But I bless God for Tara and everybody else that joined in tonight. Wonderful to have people on, and even though I had to keep it short and sweet because it was kind of hot today and my lips was on fire, I said, can someone tell me what's wrong with these lips? That's like Paul saying, get this stone out my mouth. And God reached back and I already told you what's wrong. My grace is sufficient. Now keep on talking.
All right.
So, but I realized the people told me out here, your body's trying to adjust to this weather. It really is, because they haven't found no sores, nothing. And they going, we don't know what it is. You know, I'm going, I know what it is. But I'm going on vacation next week, and I'm trying to tell you when I get to Georgia, I promise you my lips will not be on fire because it's not this hot there. My goodness.
Oh, God. Isn't it like 105 there?
Here?
Yeah.
What was it, 110 today? 110. But it's that dry heat. I'm trying to tell you, lips be all crackling and everything. But I bless God because God is right now, he's calling on the ones that still have a vacant home on the market. You got to understand when God says you have a vacant home, you have a home on the market. And anyone can walk in and take occupancy. Come on. You know what? Oh, I can't say his name, but there used to be a person that told us, if the house is vacant, you know, it takes a while for people to come and see about this house. Just move in there. And then when they come see about that one, go. I said, what in the world?
You don't know what kind of spirits you are picking up from in those houses.
Come on now. You got to have a spirit to want to do that, to move into a house because it's empty. That ain't your home.
Right.
Oh, that's good. That'll preach. That ain't your home. We don't belong to him. We belong to the Lord.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And y'all continue to lift up that young lady that was talking about the company she works at, because trust me, it's hard. When it looks like there's 50 that's working with God, and it looks like there's 3,000, oh my goodness, that a preach. When it looks like there's 3,000 against God, you got to remember, like what he told Gideon, get rid of them. You got too many. So whatever he can do with many, he can do with a few. Huh?
Come on now. Yes, he can.
Thank you, God. Mm-hmm. Thank you, God. Back to you, Evangelist Hilda.
You're going to pray for the young lady, and then you're going to give the call to salvation and the benediction.
I really want to pray for Tara. And I was getting ready to ask Minister Johnson to do it, but you know she liked to nut up on you, so I can't ask her right now. I'll get her another time. She'd be like,
you're about to lose me now.
I wanted her to pray for the young lady, but this thing is so delicate that I need someone that really just feels okay with doing it, and I feel okay with doing it. Father God, we lift up Sister Tara right now. We lift her up. We lift Chaplain up, oh God, for the work that you've called them to do at that edifice, oh God. We know what's going on at that company, but we also know that you are still there. You are still there. If you got two, you are still there. Just like you told Abraham, you said that if you can find five, you will save them. If you can find three, you'll save them. If you can find two, all the way down to one. So we know there's at least two. But there's many more than that. We just don't know about them, but they're in there. And we thank you for that, oh God. We ask that you cover that company, oh God, because we know that the owners mean well. We know that there's scriptures all over the transport vehicle. So we're asking you to go in and see about them right now. All the ones that are falling by the wayside, Father God, that you will stir them up in their spirit, that they would withdraw from that route that they've taken, and they would turn back to their first love. We thank you. We love you. We ask that you cover that company with your blood, God. Father God, don't let the weak ones, the ones in there that are weak, be turned from a place with you. Because you said when you are weak, that's when I'm strong. So we're looking for you to be the strength and the backbone of that company and bring it back to the place where it once was. Darkness is trying to overtake it, but it doesn't take much light to lighten things up. When you light a match, that little bitty light will light up a whole room. So we know that the few that are in there is greater than the ones that look like they outnumber them. And we pray that they won't grow weary in well-doing. We thank you. We love you. We honor and adore you. We plead the blood of Jesus over that company right now and her family, Chaplain and his family, and all the rest of them that you got in there fighting a good fight of faith. We thank you. We love you. We honor and adore you, God. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
I really need somebody to pray for my lips.
Don't cry.
Ooh.
Miss Kathy, you need to dip your lips in some holy coconut water.
Really?
No.
You know what? See, now she in the medical field, and look what she telling me. No, I was just kidding. Lord, help her.
Some holy coconut.
I'm looking like buckwheat right now.
And
so bad.
Poor
I
baby.
Thank God for all of you that got on the line tonight, and I know that there's others, and I know that there are still some vacant houses out there because God sent this word. But just know it is not too late. If you have not received God as your Lord and Savior, it is never too late. Now is the time to say, Father God, I'm a sinner. I repent of my sins, O Lord. I believe that your son Jesus died on that cross for my sins. Come into my life. I will make you my Lord and Savior. I no longer want to have a vacancy sign on my house. I want you to occupy my beings, O God. that I may be protected for the rest of my days. And after you pray that prayer, ask God to lead you to a good household of faith that you can continue to grow into the knowledge of who he is and what he desires of your life. We thank you, Father, for all that you shared with us today and the fact that you are still educating us and trying to let us see we are not alone. You have not given up on us, right? It is time for us to turn away from our wicked ways and turn back to our first love. It is time. It is time. Stay alert. Stay alert because you see all that's out there. But guess what? It is a spiritual warfare going on. That's what it is. A war between good and evil. And if you have any ounce of goodness in you, let God continue to be the strength that you stand firm in his word. We thank you. We love you. All of you. God bless every household represented here tonight. In his name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You finished, Pastor Kathy?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Thank you. So we want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again tomorrow at 6 p.m. When I will come with our sweet hour of prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. So God bless you. Have a wonderful evening. Love you guys. And shalom. Good night, everybody. Love you.
Good night. Love you, too.
Amen. Love you. Pastor Kathy going to take care of her mouth. Amen. So we're going to leave with this song, God is Sustaining Me by the Wicked Tones. Amen.
Lord have mercy. Come on, y'all, let's assemble. We gonna have a church. When I look back on my life and I think about all the hills and all the valleys, I can thank God that I can stand here before you today and testify about his goodness. You see, tomorrow is not promised to us. But I woke up early one morning and the words to this song came to me. And it goes a little something like this. Come on, fellas. Come on and sing for the Lord. You see, God is sustaining me. Let me tell you about it. Oh,
God is sustaining me.
Don't you know God?
It's holy.
It's holy. It's holy.
Holy, Holy
Spirit
is all over me.
thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 104.